check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out, the China Man, with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived, our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's curious for life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the head. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder, masking music show. Free the homie gangster, bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming in strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. We're back here on the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 680. We got a very special guest on the show tonight. I'm talking about one of the dopest female MCs of all time. She held her own with the Lynch Mob, Yo-Yo. You know, let's bring her on and see how she's doing. Yo-Yo, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Oh,
it's the
I'm
West
great.
Coast Diva.
Huge honor to have you on the show. I remember when you came on the scene, America's Most Wanted. That was a very, very powerful record, and it made a statement. You know, it was Ice Cube's first solo joint. What was it like for you to be featured on that?
Wow. It was exciting. I mean, you know, I really didn't, I was excited. I mean, you know, it was my first introduction. I was nervous. You know, I didn't really know how the world would take me. But, it was exciting to be with Ice Cube. Come on. You know, Cube was really big. I mean, that was in the beginning of everything. That was real exciting for me. So just to be working with him, to be his first artist, that he wanted to, you know, that he chose to work with was really big for me.
Yeah, and all the stuff he's done over the years, you know, even, you know, starting, you know, the basketball and the movies and everything, you know, he really went
right
on to do a lot of things. Did you envision him being then?
Did I envision? Yeah, well, you know, I could see it happening. I mean, he's such a visionary and he's such a businessman, always was. So, yeah, I could see that for Cube. You know, yeah, and I'm happy to see it. You know, one thing about being in the music industry, you know, everybody thought hip-hop wasn't going to last, first off. And then for hip-hop to just be so successful, for hip-hop to start a relationship with the movies, you know, for them to start, you know, hip, look at Boys in the Hood, all these different movies to marry hip-hop. And artists just started being big with that. I mean, it's just, it's been on and on. Nobody thought it would happen, but I was always wanting, not only for Ice Cube, but for other artists to find a stepping stone to do more. You know, because how long can we do music? I mean, of course, we've been doing it for forever, but to see us, you know, do other things outside of music is really incredible.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we had Three and Chili Chill on the show before, and Shorty, rest in peace, Shorty. Like for you to, you know what I'm saying, to be a female rapper at that time and being surrounded by all these powerful dudes and hold your own right there.
You said how exciting or how was it?
Yeah, how was it for you? Yeah,
they got on my fucking nerves. They got on my fucking nerves, all of them. It was like having a bunch of brothers that wanted to bully and take over everything, who wanted to just put me in the back room, put baby in the corner. It was crazy. I had to fight my way to everything I have with them, though.
Yeah, but you held your own. You held your own, and you became a successful solo artist, you know, yourself, and you went on to do a lot of things. And you know, we got a track we're going to play tonight before you get out of here as well, your first song in 10 years. And congratulations, man. What made you want to come back in 2020?
Thank you. Well, you know, I did this Live Nation tour with Air D and Rakim, Don't Sweat the Technique tour, Air D and Rakim featuring Yo-Yo. We did 38 cities. And
wow.
It gave me a new love for hip-hop all over again. I mean, first of all, for me to just be female artists who really have been, you know, shelved and pushed to the side a lot, to have Eric B. and Rakim have me on their tour was just a highlight of my, that was just like adding, you know, like the strawberry on the top, the cherry on the top for me. And then, you know, doing Love and Hip-Hop, you know, Love and Hip-Hop Hollywood. I got a call from them and, hey, Yo-Yo, we want you to be a part of this show. And I was like, of course I will represent hip-hop, you know, in this reality world of young entertainers and young artists. And, yeah, and shortly after, it was like, you know, I heard a track that Picasso had. And I was like, yo, I want to get on it. I didn't want to. For a long time, I was like, I'm not doing that no more. Nah, I'm not rapping. Nah, I'll find me an artist to work with. And I'm still, you know, still doing it. But, you know, I'm in love with hip-hop again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And I'll tell you what, I mean, so much dope stuff is happening right now. Like, you got Schoolie D and Ice-T making music together and you know, MCA working with DJ Premier. A lot of dope collaboration.
I know. Yeah.
It's good. It's exciting for hip-hop.
As well. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
as long as it's good music, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, there's some substance, and you know, you've always tackled a lot of you know, topics and you know, saying issues, and I commend you for that, man. Substance in hip hop is important. Do you feel that substance is coming back now? It's, you know, like more substance is being back introduced into the game.
You know, I've always been an entertainer. So I love music, period. I mean, I like to hear, yeah, I'm hoping, you know, I can understand a little bit more of what's going on in this music industry right now. But, you know, I love it all. You know, I love it all. Yes, I definitely want to hear where people are coming from, but I do like the party. I do like the party track. I do, you know, I love it all. I'm not just looking for some conscious music though. I mean, that's a little boring.
Yeah, well, some I understand. You got to mix it up.
Right,
but,
right. Because if I had Professor Griff over here 24/7, we'd probably be divorced. Not literally, but you know, not a literal. But I'm just saying, you know, somebody's just so conscious all the time. That's why I love hip hop, because hip hop is, you know, what made me love Luke and all of them. You know, I mean, you know, even their stuff. You know, it was a difference. It was a mood.
Yeah, yeah. Two Live. You know, rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, definitely. You had different things. But what I'm saying is, though, it's like the mainstream. It seems to just cater to one thing. You know, whereas back in the day, you had, you know, you can go to Common and get some substance. You can go to Cube and get some substance or some street shit. Or you can go to Yo-Yo and get some substance, party music or whatever. But now it seems
like it
just takes a back seat. But what's your new record, the title of it?
Yeah, all right. But my title is Out of Control. But yeah, you're so right. I definitely agree. It is a lot one sided right now. But that's why I love independent artists. I mean, independent productions such as yourself. You know, it's getting back to that. You know, we've had a lot of people who had an influence, who had a say so. You know, so such as your podcast. So I'm glad to be a part of it, and I know there's still. You know, so the mainstream just doesn't take over so much.
Yeah.
So much. But it's called Out of Control, and I'm in love with the single. And we're getting a lot of play underground. I mean, it's organically growing. So of course, I've been doing a bunch of interviews. I've been talking to people I haven't talked to in almost 20 years. You know, and just the whole love for it again. The whole, you know, the approach of, you know, it feels like I'm on a small promotional tour, you know, and it just reminds me of our grind. That's how we do it, you know, and that's how we know how to do it. So I'm happy to be back out here just talking to people about hip hop, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. I know, you know, we don't have much time. I just got a couple more questions for you, Yo-Yo, and then I'm going to get to this song, Out of Control. First thing I want to ask you, we do a lot of shows, you know what I'm saying, about Tupac. Can you take time to maybe reflect a little bit on how he was as a person and you know what I'm saying, what you remember most about Tupac?
Oh, Pac, he was a hothead. He was a shit talker. He thought he was the best. He was the best entertainer that I remember. I mean, he just had a swag about him. When he touched that stage, it was just, you know, I fell in love with him as an artist first. Just his love for music, his passion for people. You know, he was just, he was a young writer. He was a young Malcolm X. You know, he was a young Black Panther. He was a street nigga. He was all of that mixed up in one. And, you know, he had a penmanship when it came to writing lyrics like nobody else. You know, he lived it, he breathed it. You know, it was in his walk.
Very confident. Great work ethic.
Cocky ass nigga. Very cocky. I loved him, though. You know, I loved him. I loved his confidence. You know, he was, you know, it's sad that he's not here today, because I always say, you know, our families would, you know, would still be in contact with each other. Well, I'm in contact with his family, and I work with his sister and their organization, the Tupac Shakur, Amir Shakur Foundation. I work with them and their organization, and they work also with my organization. So I'm still in contact, but, you know, just the fact that he's not here, seeing our kids grow up, you know, just crazy.
Yeah, people always say, too, you know, what he did in just 25 years, you know, just imagine what he would have done in the last 25 years, all he would have accomplished.
Yeah, you know.
You know, such a brilliant mind.
You know, some people said, you know, what do I think Tupac would say about, I did an interview the other day, they said, what do you think Tupac would say about these other rappers? I said, he would probably be right there with them. He'd find his own clever way of, you know, like, I don't think he would be hating on it as much as people think he would be. You know what I mean? I don't think so. I think he would have found his niche, and he would have been leading the pack. You know, he would have been showing them how to, you know, ride this wave, but have some shit to say at the same time. You know, like you said, substance. You know?
Yeah, kind of coach him.
But he would have blended
right
on in. Yeah, yeah. He'd have shown, you know, they'd have had to step their game up a little bit with him and Biggie, period.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Biggie, kill it. I got one more thing I want to ask before you go, Yo-Yo.
Take your time, sweetie. You don't have to rush. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. As a mother, you know, and me myself as a father, what do you think of this coronavirus, man? This shit is crazy. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, I didn't really think it was too much of anything, because you know, until they started canceling shit, like really canceling stuff. When I seen they canceled the NBA, I was like, okay, because, you know, they're not messing with their own money. Nobody's stopping nothing and putting anything on halt like they are. And they started, you know, now it's messing with my money. Mm. And, you know, it's really, I don't know what to think about it. It's almost like we're in a movie, right, when you really think about it. I mean, you know, just to stop and really think about it, you know, you try not to fear so much so you don't feel like, oh, my God, you know, you don't want to be claustrophobic. or germophobic. But it's almost like, damn, is this a Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Close all the schools.
We've never seen anything like this. Never seen nothing like this. You know,
what do you think
a smaller scale.
What do you think?
I think you know there could be, you know, some money driven behind it, because whenever there's a tragedy, there's always somebody that's going to make money, and that war has proven that. But
right,
it just shows you that, you know, we're all in this together at the same time, because this thing is global. It's affecting the whole world, you know, and who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I see it getting worse before it gets better. I hope I'm wrong, but all I know is we're in this together. You know,
so did you pack up? Did you stack up everything? What did you put in your house? Did you stack up stuff in your house?
What I did, you know, food, water, important stuff. You know, people are going crazy over like toilet paper and stuff like that. You can't get it at Walmart, nothing. But a lot of people are forgetting about, you know, essentials like medicines, food, you know, things you're going to need to actually survive if they do put a quarantine in effect. You know, in your area, I said you need like 2 weeks worth of stuff. So, I don't know. What did you do anything? Did you prepare in any way or get any stuff? Or
I didn't at first, and then when I heard that we might be quarantined for 4 weeks, you know, and we have to stay inside, I did go out and grab some water, some canned foods, you know, some sandwich stuff, you know, some extra stuff, you know. Some freezer food, some more freezer foods. Yeah, but you know, just the fact that we're going to be out of work for 4 weeks and I'm an entertainer, I'm thinking of, shit, how do I make money in this house for 4 weeks using this phone, computer, you know, and internet?
Yeah, they're going to have everybody on the internet even more, you know, because we got to be. The only thing I'm glad about, I'm glad that the kids are home from school. You know, that's always a plus. As long as they don't have to make up too many days at the end of the year. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, they're doing online classes.
Well, that's good.
Homework and online classes. Yeah, my daughter said she wants a new Mac. I said, girl, relax. She's sending you home for a say, are they giving new Macs out?
this is crazy, that's for sure. You know,
it really is crazy when you really think about it. And the older people, you know, that's my concern, because, you know, people are saying, you know, those who work, like, hey, listen, they can't survive, you know. Really can't survive. It's really going to affect people financially. They're not going to see the effects of it until they quarantine everybody and people really start, you know, hey, having to see what kind of job they really have, what kind, you know, what's really in their contract, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're all, I mean, it's new territory. You know, now for people that have been through something like Katrina, you know, they kind of know what to expect when FEMA comes in, and, you know, they've been through that. But most of us, you know, we don't know what the hell to expect. So, you know, everything goes good for you, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be all right in a couple weeks.
In Italy, I heard they're giving them a pass on their mortgage. Are they paying their mortgage for them or some stuff like that?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah,
I heard that too. Yeah, they're giving them. Yeah, and I think they're gonna do something for the students in college here, but they should do the mortgage thing
mortgage
here too.
Payment.
Fuck it.
In Italy, suspend mortgage payment. I need to do that for us around here.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You know. But I'll tell you what, Yo-Yo, it was a huge honor talking to you. And I'm super hyped that you're back. And we got this track here. We're going to play Out of Control. But before we do, I want to give you the floor so you can, you know, let everybody know where they need to go to support whatever you got going. It's all yours, Yo-Yo.
Well, thank you so much. And it is an honor. It's your girl, Yo-Yo. You can follow me on all or you can find my music on all streaming platforms. And you can follow me at Yo-Yo Fearless and find out what's going on, when I'm going to be the city. You can find out how to get your own interview or talk to me on my page. I have my hookup up there in my bio. And, yeah, my new single, Out of Control, it's Yo-Yo, Not Baby to You. Oh, wait, no, they like the, what's the drum about? Don't Let Me Pull Up on the Grass at Your Mama House. It's Britney B, Tyler Rain, produced by Picasso. It's Out of Control. It's your girl, Yo-Yo.
That's what's up. Thank you so much, Yo-Yo. Be safe. Continue to do your thing.
Thank
you. You know what I'm saying? Murder Master Music Show, we out.
I appreciate the support.
Turns me out. No, we back friends. We both got problems. I must admit, it's getting out of control. No, it's getting out of control. First we out, no we back friends. We both got problems. I must admit, it's getting out of control. No, it's getting out of control. Out of control. No, it's getting out of control.
Breaking up, making up. Too late to be playing with you. No, I'd rather be laying with you. But these last couple texts was rude. I'm only gonna do what I do. Keep a bag and take care of my two. Keep the women with me on the move. Oh, you know I'm gonna buy me some shoes. I like what I like, what I like. It's alright when you squeezing me tight. I'm too focused to put up a fight. I'm not in my feelings, alright? You compliment me, baby, we compatible. So I'm giving you my heart as collateral. And in return, you invest a lot of capital. So we can launch this brand like a catapult.
First we out. No, we back friends. We both got problems. I must admit, it's getting out of control. No, it's getting out of control. Out of control. No, it's getting out of control.
I'm the type of chick that like I'm hood rich. He can rock a suit or he can pull up with a full clip. Long as he keep it honey with me, spending bands don't stress me. I'ma sit this ass on him, know it's heavy like a hefty. Any, mini, mighty, mo, keep a nigga on his toes. Once he get a taste of B, he ain't never letting go. I'ma let you do your thing, cause I ain't tryna be your main. Bags, I got a lot of them. He upgrade the rollie, bought me Louis, so I'm proud of him. I'm bossed up, pretty face, body on sheesh. You gotta be a boss when you coming at me. Ha, I'm Britney Z.
La, T-Rain, I'm the girl that he dream about. Not a basic chick, don't need no man for no clout. I'm a West Side princess, for real. Keep the handle on my left and on my right. Try to play
first
me in a fight.
No, we back friends. We both got problems. I must admit, it's getting out of control.